This is Julia Bryan Wilson interviewing Harmony Hammond at Harmony Hammond's studio in Galisteo, New Mexico on September 14th, 2008 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, disc number one. Hi, Harmony.
Hi, Julia.
So, as you know, the purpose of this is to establish an oral history of your life, your work, your process, your influences.
In 3 hours.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Okay. We can definitely go over it, and I'm sure that we will. So I thought we would just start by establishing a really basic timeline, talking about where you were born. I know it was Illinois, talking a little bit about your family situation, your early education.
Well, I was born in 1944 in Chicago, Illinois, and by the time I was like 5 or 6, my family moved to a place called Hometown, Illinois, which was a post-war housing project on the south side of Chicago. So it was on the edge of Chicago, then there was Hometown and other developments, housing projects like this, and then it was country in those days. And this particular housing project, Hometown, was basically lower middle class. It was affordable housing for GIs and their families. And it was row upon row of duplexes, as far as you could see. I lived on Main Street in Hometown, and all the houses were the, you had a choice of 3 different colors, you know, and everything was the same. And as I'm fond of saying, thank God my mother named me Harmony, and there was just something a little distinctive about that. But I remember Hometown very well because it repeats itself in my dreams. I'm endlessly walking those streets, and I'm lost. Okay. Well, the interpretation there to whomever. But, and so I went through grade school, and then I went to Oaklawn Community High School, where we had to get bused to another town. Hometown, like I said, was a lower middle class housing project. My father was mayor there for a while.
And this is in the 50s.
This is definitely, yes, in the 50s, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I lived there through my senior year in high school. It was all white. There were no people of color, no black people, although our high school team would play black teams from the city. It was mostly Protestant and Catholic, and I had one Jewish girlfriend, and she was odd.
And there. When you say girlfriend, you mean friend?
I mean,
not
at that point.
Okay,
right. Yes, that's all right. So, no, but we were just good friends, mm-hmm. You know, girls who were friends. And I just say that because it shows how insular that was, even though I lived on the edge of Chicago. One of the wonderful things that happened for me was when I was at the end of my junior year in high school, Berta Call, who was my art teacher in high school at Oaklawn Community High School, She was the only art teacher, but she also worked, I think I have this right, in the junior school of the junior school of the Art Institute of Chicago. Probably it was Saturday classes. And because of that, she always took us on field trips down to the Art Institute and the James Goodman Theater, and we would all get on our bus and our bag lunches, and we would go off and see real art and theater. And I loved it. I loved it. In my junior, at the end of the junior year, the Arts Club, of which Berta Call was the faculty advisor, we had a contest where you could submit a portfolio, and whoever won, based on the portfolio of their work, in their senior year, they were given a scholarship to take one class, one Saturday class, at the junior school at the Art Institute downtown. So I won, and in my senior year, I went to downtown to take a class. I took dress design and fashion illustration, because I thought it would make me sophisticated and classy and I could make a living. And it was just